how do we see hunger changing? What hunger means and our solutions to it? How are you seeing those change?
Well, for one thing, folks don't grow their food like they used to. I think growing food was so much more a part of, you know, I'm from the South. And so if you look at a lot of our staple dishes, it comes from an agricultural area. So, you know, I think a lot, you know, folks just grow less these days. I took a group of kids to a garden at South Bend United Methodist, and it was early in the season, so there were strawberries, and they couldn't believe that they came off of plants, right? Like, and they were picking them and they were eating them, and it was like this. First of all, it's just beautiful to be able to see the joy of children connecting where their food came from, and then connecting that with God. But also, I think it reflects, at least around in my world, just a disconnect of, you know, it just appears in the grocery store. But food came from somewhere. Somebody had to work really hard to plant that and pick that and help it grow. And so I think that has, you know, the disconnection to food has increased as we become more developed, more industrialized, as more land is being converted to houses instead of, or businesses instead of farms. But I also think that there's a systematic racist, institutional planning that has kept certain parts of our city in what has been called food deserts. That term is, I think, a little bit complicated, mm-hmm. because for a number of reasons, it's not the best term. But it is a term a lot of people know. So,
well, break that down for me a little bit. Why is that? Because that's a term I've heard quite a bit. Why do you suggest maybe it's not the best term?
Well, for one thing, deserts are very rich ecologically. Okay, so from a biology perspective, right? Like,
I love it.
You know, yeah, they're extremely wealthy in a number of different beautiful plants.
Like, desert's a bad name.
Yeah, it's misrepresenting, a term. But also, I don't think it reflects sort of the institutional piece of how certain parts of the city are denied certain resources, right? Like, the term food apartheid is now being used to say, to indicate that there was, a sort of intentionality about of where grocery stores went in.
This wasn't accidental or natural, like a desert.
Like a desert, right? A desert is a whole ecosystem that is natural and beautiful. So the term is just not the best, but it is more well known. So, people sort of understand what that means generally. It means you can't really get to fresh food close by. But I don't love the using it for why I shared.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, that helps a lot. So we were saying, why were we going to food deserts? We were saying, I was kind of giving the how has the definition of hunger changed, and how have some of our possible solutions changed?
Yes. In some of those sort of these places, as more fast food and convenience stores have filled in the gap of the food deficit,
it's a calorie gap,
you also start to see an increase in things like diabetes and obesity in these sort of communities, which is very profitable to the medical industry. And so it is, it's awful. Some folks really profit on this stuff, right? Like, you know, I feel like that's, you know, been a change as I've, you know, sort of grown up and gone through the years here in Nashville. So I guess that's my best answer to your question, on how has sort of hunger changed. I think it's getting worse, and, you know, I'm worried about what's happening with SNAP and things of that nature with the new administration. It's something I'm keeping an eye on.
Yeah, so you would include hunger. I've often said that people can be over-caloried and underfed.
Yes.
And so you would still consider that hunger, even if someone has, you know, I used to work for a nonprofit that worked with unhoused individuals, and we would get complaints every so often saying they don't look like they've missed a meal a day in their life. And I'm like, that kind of judgment. Yeah, I think hunger, I think, does not mean malnourished. Doesn't necessarily show up as thinness or unnatural thinness.
Yeah. I think you're exactly right. Yes.
That's a brain shift, isn't it?
It is.
Some of the hungriest people may be the people with the larger bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, because there's... if you don't have access to those nutrients, that those healthy foods, those vegetables and fruits that have so many vitamins in them, and the meats and the proteins and all of that, like if you're eating carbs instead, then you can have a larger body and be very nutrient deficient
and sick and
yes
and. Yeah, yeah. This is where I start feeling overwhelmed, because it's like, you're right. Then it involves the medical system, and it involves government, and it involves the profiting of some on the sickness of the majority. And that's pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that really, that's the sort of stuff that keeps me up at night.